This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Kingdom Tide. The Invitation of Holy Discontent, Dissatisfied Part 2. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Consider this. Waking up can feel like dying, so we continue to turn to distractions, coping mechanisms, and numbing habits in order to hold the awakening at bay. We set our eyes on alternative promises and pleasures, watch as they wave before us. We hypnotize ourselves. You're getting very sleepy. But the time has come to wake up. The quiet voice of the Holy Spirit cuts through the static and noise. That dissatisfaction that haunts you is more than a crisis. It's an invitation. Discontent can be a holy thing. It's the nagging realization that consumerism has failed you. There must be another way. It's time to stop chasing the wind. It's time to stop saying yes to everything and give your yes to one thing. It's an all-encompassing, life-defining yes. It's a yes that unleashes a thousand smaller no's. Jesus' call to self-denial isn't actually about the self at all. It's about Him and the confession that He is our everything. He is our yes, and everything else falls under His rule and reign. The prayer, Holy Spirit, teach me to hear your quiet voice cutting through the distractions. Teach me to give one life-defining yes. The questions. What distractions threaten to lull you to sleep? In what area of your life are you holding back your yes? For The Awakening, I'm Matt LeRoy.